King City tonight has the third place game of the Albany basketball tournament. They'll get South Harrison in the third place game. And so far, 1-2 start against pretty good competition so far for King City. Wildcats opened at home against South Nottoway and opened with what was an overtime game against, I would guess, a team that's had good success in recent years. Two, looks like they're on their way to having a pretty good season again, at least constructed to this point. And you played them pretty tight and found the ability to come back. Didn't let what I guess some pretty sizable separation get away from you, or at least you came back enough to tie the game, Coach. How'd you feel about the first game?
Yeah, the first game against South Nottoway obviously was a really nice test for us. They got a really good team, like you stated. I felt like we obviously were in the process of learning about ourselves and things, and I thought we learned a lot about ourselves that night. We got to a little slow start. We actually got to a pretty decent start. It was closer for a while, but then it separated. We had a horrendous second quarter. They changed defenses on us, and we didn't adjust very well, and it took us way longer than what we wanted to adjust. But then we did, and then we finally kind of settled in with the game plan, got back to what our game plan was, and second half, we definitely tightened up the defense. I think we had, if I remember correctly, they had 28 points at half, and then we held them to like 20 points in the second half. So that was a big reason why we got back in the game was our defense is in, and of course, maybe a little bit of
right, because it was still, at least at one point in time, it was a double-digit comeback, and I would guess that as you went into the overtime, it was, the feelings were that King City would have had a ton of momentum, and what South Nottoway was trying to hang on?
Yes. Unfortunately, right there towards the end, we lost the Walters girl. She fouled out, so we had to play the overtime without her, which she was a big, big part of the comeback. But we still had opportunities, and really the overtime came down. They get one shot, and we didn't. And even the last shot of the game, we had a three-pointer to tie the game again that rattled in and out, or we'd have been going to the second overtime. So, we had the momentum. I thought we were going to be able to secure that in, but we just had been a week or so, but I think we had an offensive rebound, and they got an offensive rebound and stick back, and then they got possession of the ball, and we had to start fouling and things like that. So
you had the first round game, a mid-seed game at the Albany tournament against Princeton. There was a close game that you won, and I would say one thing about Princeton is, boy, they just go at, as an offense, they just go at you. They are strictly in attack mode, and you better be able to defend lanes going to the basket. And they may have some perimeter shooters, but they look like they're just as comfortable about trying to attack you, though.
Yeah, Princeton's a much improved team from last year. They play a five-out motion game, and they are very aggressive in attacking the basket. And if you don't give help, they definitely present some problems to you. Shooting-wise, they had, I've got to say this with a little reservation, but they hit some shots that I don't think they normally would have hit. And every time we had some separation, they won their shots that could have been. Of course, partly it was our fault for the fact that we could have maybe guarded a little bit better. But, for instance, they had two or three banking shots, one three-pointer bounced up in the rim, on the backboard, down the rim, and then went in, and things like that. So the score was a little bit deceiving. However, we weren't consistent enough to keep it up there, and that's what we got to work on. The Princeton is definitely very aggressive.
Jefferson, the semifinal game that was last night, and Jefferson, controlled a game. They really do. Their zone was creating some chance, or their pressure, I guess I should say, was creating some chances early in the game within the backcourt that those would just turn into goals. And so that would get you, that would get them separated a little bit one way. And then, man, even in the half court, they were just very disruptive. And, boy, it just looked like it was really challenging ever to get comfortable with your offense going on their defense.
Well, it definitely was that. They did a really good job, and they had a ton of experience and played very well and very well coached. We struggled early in the game with the pressure. We weren't in the right positions. We threw some careless passes. The times we did break at the press was when we executed what we were supposed to. And when we did that, we had opportunities up the floor. We just wasn't consistent enough with them. Half court, we were a little stagnant with the fact that we weren't moving without the ball into the open spots. And with their pressure up in the passing lanes, it made passing obviously very difficult. And so that's something we definitely need to work on. And we got a little bit better as the game went on with that. But their pressure was the best. Definitely causes problems.
Okay, South Harrison will be in the third place game for you tonight. So as usual for girls games, the way a lot of tournaments are constructed, you're having to turn around the next night off a loss, and some teams handle that differently than others. That being said, you get a South Harrison team that can cause some disruption, I would say, probably with their defense also, but. It's going to be different than what Jefferson has, because their guards that they put out there, South Harrison's guards, are going to be able to go get it or go challenge you. I don't know if South Harrison really wants to do that too much, even in their zone in half court, because they have so much size inside. And I would guess that they would just as soon want you to shoot over them if you're going to get it that deep.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're anticipating. Tonight, we played them in the Jamboree, and although they played man, I think they're going to play maybe a little bit more zone tonight. The Wilhelm girls, the two little guards, they're real aggressive and have tons of energy. The Carnes girl inside, we're going to need to keep her off the offensive glass and everything, and make sure that we have a chance tonight. This will be a nice challenge to turn around and regroup. But the good thing about it is we get the opportunity to get the bad taste out of our mouth.
It's King City head basketball coach David Bridger.